Next is Amendment 1A032 by Supervisors Alexander and Borkowski.
Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am offering Amendment 1A032 simply to offer the committee other options. The primary changes between that and the amendment that you've just passed are that it would allow the county executive's office to potentially use a private vendor, but does prioritize the sheriff's office first. It does also, from the original budget recommended by the executive, cut $300,000 from his security budget. And that $300,000 that would be removed from his office's budget would be split between supporting the homeless shelters and the office of the sheriff. I have a concern that the sheriff's department will not have the funding that they need in 2014 to keep as many correctional officers as needed on staff, which would put the county at risk of violating the Christensen decree again. And I know none of us want to have to continuously grapple with that problem going into next year. So this amendment does still fund housing issues to help with shelter task force emergency shelter services. I do stand by that, and I think that that was an excellent recommendation to help our homeless, but it also helps prioritize the needs of our inmate population, who we shouldn't be forgetting.
Supervisor Roman-West.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm wondering why, after all of the deliberations that we've had, this is the first that we're hearing that there may be a shortage of correctional officers in the Sheriff's Department this year. Wondering if I personally sat down and met with Inspector Schmidt, and that was not a concern that was brought up to me. When the sheriff was before us, that was not a concern that was brought up by him. So just am wondering where this information came from, or if Supervisor Alexander has some type of expertise in correctional staffing that we're not aware of.
Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To answer the supervisor's questions, after all amendments had been passed by this committee several days ago, I reached out to the Sheriff's Department to ask what funding they were still lacking from the originally, what they feel that they need in next year's budget. Several weeks ago, after the executive budget was proposed, the Sheriff's Department did reach out to me. I believe they reached out to all other supervisors as well, providing a list of what they saw as needs. And several days ago, I was informed that with amendments that this committee has passed to date, they are still several million dollars down on what they feel their needs for their budget are. And they believe they have a concern about CO positions. So I offered to look for an amendment that I could offer that would replace more funding to the Sheriff's Department to help fund those positions. It's as simple as that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I recall last week or maybe the week before supervisors becoming very upset that someone had raided their source of funding. And that was not a precedent that we were encouraged to set. And so with that, I will move denial of this amendment.
Any further discussion? Supervisor Jerzyk.
I'm going to explain my vote. I could have supported the initial part of this on the $100,000 committing the county exec's office to really have a choice between the office of the sheriff or private vendor, at his choice. And I did talk to the county exec about his security, and I think this is something that the board should be more respectful of than we are perhaps showing. But then to have doubled this with the homeless money, I will state for the record, we aren't putting enough money in homelessness now.
Right.
Out of concern about our property tax increases and so on, but there's no way I'm going to agree to take homeless money out and put it in, and maybe this helps explain how the sheriff, in fact, is a Democrat, because the spending is just seems nonstop in his budget. But there's no way I'm going to put those two things together. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, may I offer a final comment on
Sure, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This amendment is in no way intended to be any sort of a vindictive or political move, nor to raid any type of funding. I was informed by our analysts that when amendments are written, they should be directed as much as possible towards the original budget. The county executive proposed using $400,000 for personal security. I disagree with that. If we're going to reduce his budget, this body has an obligation to determine how that funding will be used. I was simply offering an alternate proposal. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. Anything further on this amendment? If not, would you take the roll, please? So the motion is to deny.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West? On denial,
aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to deny Amendment 1A032 is approved.